possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Curtis and Courtney in while Wiggy's on vacation, Greg's on vacation, Shime's on vacation. Jackson doing a great job filling in for Shime. But right now it's time for the front office report brought to you by Shaw's, Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. Joining us now is Craig Breslow. Craig, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Not the road trip that I'm sure you were hoping for your guys, but they're coming back now to take on the Marlins tomorrow. How do you feel about them as they return home?
Yeah, it'll be good to get back home. We've played really well at Fenway for most of the season and a tough road trip. Opportunities to win, I think, a couple more games, but those are two good teams, two very likely playoff teams playing at home. And San Diego and Houston are both obviously tough places to win.
Roman Anthony played pretty well on the road. He continues to shine and produce. How impressed have you been by such a young guy who's been able to take on the pressure head on?
Incredibly impressed. I think we saw the guys that knew him best through the draft and then early on in PD always spoke about his maturity and the calmness that he had in the box. I got to see it for myself, first last year and then in big league spring training for the first time. The way that he carried himself was just so remarkably composed. It just seems like there is no moment in a game that's too big, and always feel like he's capable of doing something really exciting in the box. And we're seeing him play better defense and run the bases really well. So I think his game is progressing incredibly well.
Craig, on Roman Anthony, how did that contract negotiation progress? When did you think you guys were close, and what do you think it says about the organization that it's done?
Yeah, I think there was the initial reaction to sending the offer over, which I think was surprise as much as it was maybe excitement or optimism, just given the timing. I want to give a ton of credit to Roman and his family and his agent, Mark Rogers, for being open-minded and willing to work through it. But it really wasn't until the day that we got it done, which I think was Tuesday or Wednesday, that we felt like there really was a path to a deal. I think it's a great moment for the organization. Roman is someone that we believe strongly in, is going to be a cornerstone player for us for the next, decade. And, I think the ownership deserves a ton of, a ton of praise for their willingness to support this and move aggressively. And the rest of the front office and the coaching staff, who obviously have made a strong impression on Roman and his family, such that he wanted to be here and he wanted to sign this deal at this time.
Craig, when you look back at the ups and downs of this season in regards to Roman, I guess regret is the bad word to use for it because there's no point in regretting anything. But do you maybe think that you could have brought him up sooner and maybe that would have changed some of the down parts of the season that your guys have had?
It's really hard to know. It was a complicated decision because we wanted to make sure that when we brought him up, there was a clear path to playing time. And the roster was such that, that there really wasn't. And then Willie had the oblique injury, and that gave Roman a chance to come up and play every day. And then the Devers trade, it gave us a little bit more flexibility to rotate pieces through the outfield and the DH spot. I think what we are really thankful for is the way that Roma has gotten so comfortable so quickly in the big leagues and the impact he's had on the way that we're playing and ultimately on our record.
Craig, just if you could, we haven't spoken to you since the stories were written about the deadline in terms of Rob Bradford noted that Theo and the ownership group was all in the room. Could you take me through, like, are they there just as a sounding board, or how does the sort of the baseball department coalesce, and how big of a role does Theo and John Henry play in the decisions that you end up making?
Yeah, so I think they're as a layer of support and sounding board and, group to bounce ideas off of. Also, significant organizational decisions are ones that we want to make sure ownership is on board with and supportive. And given just how quickly the trade deadline moves, having them there is the easiest way to have some of those conversations. So we try to make sure that we're keeping everyone in the loop, but also that we are creating a good decision-making environment where when it's necessary to meet in a smaller group or to bounce ideas off of each other, for people to push back, some of the people in the office who have done a ton of work on players and teams leading up to this moment, they have the opportunity to do so as well. So there are times where we're meeting as a larger group, sometimes as a smaller group, and sometimes where I just need some time kind of to myself to process and digest and ultimately make decisions.
Yeah, this is a question on behalf of Greg. I know he'd be interested. Does John Henry order pizzas? Like, what's the food choice? Like, is he big like a chicken parm sub guy, sausage and peppers? What's the John Henry food order in the trade deadline war room?
we have different food out on a table that comes from some of the local restaurants, though I will say I have not seen John eat any of it, but right. It's also very frantic, so that's not to say that he hasn't. I just haven't right. been able to see it.
Is
it
true? Salad guy.
Yeah. Is it true that Sam took the last slice?
I would say it's most likely true. Again, I didn't see it, but I would say that that's probably a safe conclusion to draw.
Craig, one move that you guys did make before the trade deadline was Dustin May. He gets your sole win in Houston this week. What do you see his impact being for this team? I think a lot of people were down on that being the main move, but he impressed some this week.
Yeah, he was really good on Tuesday, and he struggled a little bit in his first outing, at Fenway, and I think probably trying to get comfortable and work through some pitch usage and recommendations. And then I think we saw a much more comfortable version of Dustin on Tuesday, and we saw what he's capable of. So it wasn't just the kind of bottom line there, but also when you dig in a little bit deeper and you see just the way that he was able to pound the zone and get ahead with strike one, and I think it was 86 or 87% first pitch strikes and 74, 75% strikes overall. I think the usage was much more in line with what he was comfortable with and what we are likely to see going forward. He's able to throw a sweeper in the zone for strikes and then to get chase both first righty and lefties through cutters a little bit more, and I think that gives him another pitch that he can attack in the strike zone. So we're excited about what he can bring. The stuff ticked up a little bit in terms of the velo, and if we get that version every 5 days, I think we're going to be in really good shape.
Craig, I just curious about, it feels different. I don't know specifically why this year feels different than last year. The record is relatively similar. I think you were about six, seven, eight games over 500 at this point last year. Why is this season different than last, and why will this stretch run be different than last year?
Yeah, it's so hard to pinpoint a single thing, but I think when you look at the group of 26 guys and the coaching staff, there's a belief in each other. There's an excitement for coming to the field every day. We're getting contributions from everybody on the roster. One day it's the starting pitching you know, that's leading the charge. Another day, some big at bats, and their guys up and down the lineup, maybe guys that have been assumed to be kind of role players who are now stepping into more prominent spots. Ultimately, I just think these guys, they enjoy each other. They love playing baseball. They love competing. And when you put all of that together, baseball is, you know, I think has always been whole being greater than the sum of the parts type thing. And I think we're seeing that to some extent now.
For you this season, is making the postseason a successful season in your mind, or do you got to do more than that?
Yeah, I think we've been pretty adamant all winter heading into the season that, you know, our goal is a deep postseason run. Certainly making the postseason, you know, will be an improvement upon where we were the last few years. But, you know, I think that we believe our group is capable of doing more. And so, you know, I think we're gearing up for a deep postseason run. And, you know, ultimately I think that's will be evaluated.
Well, that'll do it for us. Craig, thanks so much for calling. But before you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. Next week, we have the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon for you joining the Red Sox. How big of a deal is it for you guys? Or how are you preparing for the Jimmy Fund next week?
Yeah, I mean, the Jimmy Fund is it's such an important part of the work that the Red Sox do and that partnership. You know, I can remember as a player coming over and hopping on phones and taking pictures and meeting some of the patients. And it's such a great time for the players and for the organization because it's an opportunity to reflect on, you know, just how fortunate many of us are to be able to work in baseball or play baseball while there are so many who can't. And there's just a different feeling, I think, around the team. You know, great appreciation, and so it's a time that we all look forward to, and we feel really fortunate to be able to help.
Well, we're excited to see you at the ballpark next week. Good luck with the Marlins tomorrow, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Thank you so much, Craig. And that was Craig Breslow, the front office report, brought to you by Shaw's. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. Any nuggets from you, Curtis?
That John Henry gets his own food catered and the rest of the workers get the shared food. Yeah. This has got to be a exhilarating period because this is when you find out if everything is different. Right now, Craig Breslow looks brilliant for the Devers trade. The flexibility that allowed him, and really that sort of is one of the big markers that enabled Roman Anthony to get here. Now Roman Anthony signed for the next 8 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And there have been wins. I noted yesterday the loss last night, the night before that game they won was one that was a big one. You don't want to lose four in a row in this stretch. And then there was the game against the Phillies. There's been several markers this year where the fans have been ready to jump off and been like, we're off the bandwagon. This isn't the year. And they've been able to, you know, pull it back in. They have to win the series this weekend. I know that's Wiggy's line of the side of the street to keep saying that, but it'll be great to have meaningful baseball, hopefully, for the next month or two.
All right. Well, there you go. Right now, we got to get to what is trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox dropped the last one in Houston 4-1, losing the series 2-1. Walker Buehler went 6 innings, giving up 4 runs on 4 hits while striking out 3. The guys off tonight before the Marlins come to Fenway tomorrow. If you're just joining us, you just missed Craig Breslow. You can listen to that on the Odyssey app. The NBA has signed off on the sale of the Celtics. The Board of Governors unanimously signed off on the deal for a private equity group led by Billy Chisholm to buy the team for $6.1 billion. The league says the transaction is expected to close shortly. The Patriots had their first joint practice with the Vikings yesterday. It seemed like it was an up-and-down day for Drake May in the offense. Another day without Ramondre Stevenson, while May completed a 70-yard pass to Travion Henderson, who continues to be a favorite. They've got their second joint practice, their last one, before they take on the Vikings on Saturday. That practice is set for 1 p.m. today.
What about when that transfer hits, like the bank, the Wick Grossbeck family account? $2 billion, count the zeros.
Yeah, like, wild. What does that do? Like, what do you do? And where did the most fascinating thing I've ever asked Wiggy is, like, when you are an NFL player and you're making millions and millions and millions of dollars and you get your game check and it's direct deposit, like, it just goes onto your debit card. Like, right. All of a sudden, your account all of a sudden just says, like, $1 million.
I know. I get that feeling, too, because it's not like a normal paycheck. That's life-changing money for anybody else.
It's crazy. And it's just continuous over and over and over again. It's very, very cool.
We can ask Greg how that feels.
Yeah, that's right. Greg does get that every 2 weeks. Step up to your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Rob Ninkovich and Wes Welker. So change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation, 1-800-GET-HAIR. We'll take a quick break when we come.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back, we have your Hill Notes. Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Great Gaga song right then. We've talked about Gaga quite a bit in the recent weeks. Greg, not maybe the biggest Lady Gaga fan of all time, but I think he said it, and then the more we talked about it, he started coming over to our side. Like, she's a talent, both on the screen and on your radio.
In music and in food, Greg only likes it if it's his idea.
That's fair. That is fair. We're going to get to your Hill Notes, but before that, let's open the window world of Boston one more time to get you your weather.
Jackson, brother, don't overthink the board. You're doing a great job.
Well, that's ironic. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Open the window here.
Yep.
On the same system.
Yep.
Jackson with another fail.
Oh, all right. 79 and cloudy in Boston right now. Afternoon high of 86. Looking gorgeous this weekend. Nantucket's going to be electric. Beautiful.
I cannot wait to get there. I just wonder if I will be missing Greg, if he's going to extend through the weekend. I arrive on Friday. He leaves on Friday, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he did get me a nice reservation on Saturday. I hope. I didn't get a confirmation email or anything. He told me he got me the reservation.
He bats 1,000 when he asks for something, so I'm certain it'll be all set.
I'm trusting. All right, now, Jackson, let's get to today's Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Hey, Jackson, congratulations on your sobriety. Baby steps, my man. Every day is a success in sobriety, and you'll become more and more proud as you gain clarity. I'm sober almost 17 years, and it is the best thing I ever did for my daughter. And Curtis, you are an incredible inspiration. So I appreciate when you do share these things on air. That takes guts.
That is so nice.
Very thoughtful.
What a nice Hill Note to kick things off.
The audience of this show truly is amazing. They are everywhere, and they are genuinely good and decent human beings.
Guys, great show this morning. So while we're on the topic of Taylor Swift or Haley Steinfeld or other celebrities, and nothing against a successful person, that's not the point of many of the people, but the point is you don't see the guy eating a hot dog anymore. You don't see a family at a game together because we can't afford it. All the attention paid to celebrity is just another contributing factor in driving prices up.
I mean, I agree that it's getting out of hand how expensive tickets are. And
how does Taylor Swift going to a football game impact the cost of a ticket?
It doesn't. Also, Taylor Swift is not paying for that ticket. She did buy the suite for the families at the Super Bowl. I do believe that she did that. But that's more the ownership. That's more the NFL that you can blame, not Taylor Swift, for how expensive things have gotten.
And the thing that's so weird is that, like, I talk about this from time to time, but we used to have American Idol, and you wanted to be – we celebrated people that were great. Mm-hmm. Now we hate people that are successful. They're the reason I can't go to a football game. It's
right.
Like, no, why don't you talk to Robert Kraft about the cost of the ticket, not Taylor Swift?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Never thought I'd say this, but Greg, we need you back. Even with the paper shuffling in the back and the monotone voice, we need you back. Cannot have the host riding around on Taylor Swift content. Good Lord. So annoying. My gosh. Courtney, save this for after the work talk with your girlfriends, please.
No, thanks. I'll continue doing what I do.
I gotta tell you, that guy, he should host. That was electric.
That guy gets laid.
Imagine Curtis, like, sitting in his living room, like, staring at his mantle where he's got a little propped up Tom Brady statue, the replica. And he's over there reading the Wall Street Journal. And he's got a Swifty doll, and he's like brushing the hair on it. That's Curtis.
Okay.
Thanks. I mean, I don't read the Wall Street Journal. No interest. I do have a lovely mantle. It's got Pudge.
You guys do a fantasy football league this year. The punishment should be to do 4 hours with TC, Angry Principal Dave, and Derek the Steelers fan.
Be happy for them to do that.
Be lovely.
Yeah. Come on in tomorrow.
Love it.
Yeah.
Jackson here with another show, Jack. I got all the dust off yesterday and immediately decided to not be ready today. Oh, excellent. Have another one, Jackson.
Jackson sober for 2 months, I believe, if you missed his lead. But no, people are angry today. That's okay.
A lot of people unhappy out there. I have to say, I saw this it was one of those viral tweets that pop up, and it was like, August is the second worst month of the year, fight me on it.
Uh-huh.
I don't agree. However, it is kind of this month that's like a tweener. Like, you're holding on to summer.
Yep.
And so, like, this weekend, you're going to have a great weekend with your girlfriends on Nantucket, and it's going to be beautiful, and you're going to be like, oh, I hate that this is ending. But you're also, like, while you're either getting your kids ready for school, you're getting ready to go back to college, drop your kids off at college, and then you have football. So it's like, you want football, so you want to rush there. But, like, getting up this morning was dark. It sucks getting up when we do when it's dark.
That's the worst part.
And so it's like there's these catch-22s where July, it's great. You know, it's awesome. Whereas August, you're kind of just getting ready for summer to end.
And I always wonder, are people just, like, more angry at the – because I do feel like people are angrier around this time, whether you're a teacher and you're going back to school after a summer off, or you're upset that summer's ending, or you're overstimulated because your kids have been home all summer with you. I don't know, but it's like some people need to go outside and touch some grass.
That is true. There is that thing where, like, my obviously I don't have multiple, and my son's not going to long-term school anyway, but like the kids that, like, when you have like teenage girls, I think the dads and moms are ready for kindergarten, for school to restart.
Yes.
He's sitting alone outside of Costco, trying to find an item that I can't buy. Said Costco's the one I love the most. BJ's and Sam's Club are pretty far behind.
All right.
Great. Nice. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. This is Jackson's manager from the softball team. We found out last night that he doesn't drink beers, so he's off the team. Thank you very much. Baba booey, baba booey.
I don't understand what's going on right now.
All right.
And also, like, clap back and Twitch, like, we're mad because the show stunk all week. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. We're doing the best that we can, and I hope that somebody comes to your work and tells you you stink too.
Yeah, Courtney, you've done a great job.
Thank you. It's just like, I don't know why people are
angry. 4 hours a day. Yep. If there are certain people in there, the people that you meet walking around town.
Very nice.
They are
very
representative
kind
of the audience, not the incels.
Yes.
A week in Ireland, Taylor Swift in Miami, flying to Nantucket, yet you're saving for a house? Come on, Coco.
Ooh, could be getting a house soon.
Yeah, no, we have a nice nest egg for a house, so we're working on that as we speak. Thanks, though. I'm glad you're following along with my travels.
And round trip to Nantucket's basically what it costs to go to P-Town on a ferry.
Yeah, also, the flying thing, people always think it's way more expensive. If you hit it at the right time, it's actually not. And, yeah, the ferry tickets seem cheap, but then you have to pay for parking, you got to pay for gas, so it all ends up coming out in the wash.
Come on, really, Taylor Swift, right off the bat? Could at least waited a little bit. Oh, when's Greg coming back?
He'll be back on Monday, and it was the number one story. I'm sure all of you guys are big Barstool fans. Barstool's been tweeting about it nonstop, so yeah.
And Courtney, don't feel bad. People hate on Greg on Hill Notes all the time. So there's one thing about Hill Notes. This is one guy. I've talked about him before. He hates the show, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that all the time. He calls 3 or 4 times a day. But the thing is, his phone is so crappy, I can't understand him. Greg agrees, if it's funny, even if it's, you know, in bad spirits, you play it. If it's funny, we will play it. But if you can't understand it, we can't play it. So if you want your hate heard on the air, talk into the damn phone. That's all I have to say. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you.
Courtney, do me a favor. Remind me where Greg is this week.
He's on the island of Nantucket.
Yes,
he's
on Nantucket.
Enjoying the week there. And he, I believe, has many friends. Bobers is there.
Yeah, Bobes is there. I saw Wade was over
Brett
there.
Is Brett there? No, he's still ACL.
I haven't seen, yeah, no, Achilles. I haven't seen Brett out on the island. I haven't seen Glash either. It does see, Julia's been there, his daughter Julia.
Love Julia.
I don't know if Brees has been there. Brees's girlfriend has been out there. She's friends with Julia as well.
Well, somebody in the family has to work this week. Right, I mean, that's Brees's job.
Of course, of course.
Jackson, brother, don't overthink the board. You're doing a great job. Keep it up, buddy.
Very
good
nice.
Job, Jack.
Look at the popular.
Courtney, I love you. You're one of my favorite parts of WEEI in the mornings. You bring a lot to the table. You're beautiful. You're funny. I love the fact that you guys talk about pop culture. It's kind of what separates you from the rest of the shows on WEEI. But please, for the love of God, can we stop obsessing about Taylor Swift? The listening audience does not care about Taylor Swift. Keep it to a segment and move on.
I did keep it to a segment. It was actually just my lead, but then everybody else started calling and leaving Hill Notes about it. So right. You guys have really driven the narrative. So,
and I just would say this again. To get over 1 million people doing one thing, listening to one podcast at the same time in 2025 is miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
And it is unheard of.
Yeah.
So it's noteworthy. And I think you should, you know, try and figure out what it is that creates that buzz and try and get some of it.
Yes. And newsflash, no matter how much hate you throw my way about this, I will not change. I will always be a Swiftie. And I'm very sorry to Brian Glasheen. He was on Island. He just texted me.
Okay, Glash.
Okay.
I love Glash. Yeah, very nice dad. I met him at the Beachcomber.
The nicest. His parents are awesome.
Ugh, what is with all this Taylor Swift talk? Come on, you guys got to get back to what this show's really about. The Pokemon, the comic book movies, the wrestling. Love you guys.
That is true. We're lacking in that category when Wiggy and Shime are both off.
You know how to ensure you get more Taylor Swift talk? Calling in and talking about it, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'm also a commercial lobsterman in the Boston area. And yeah, there's definitely something up in the water. This year's a little better than others, but we need the cold weather to keep the bacteria away. These hot, high heats, they cause these bacteria flare-ups, which is bad for everybody. But if we get the cooler weather coming August and early September, October, we get some nor'easters coming in, kid. We're going to get rid of that kid, flesh-eating bacteria. We could be back down to Cape next year for roadshow season. No problem, kid. All right?
I love that. I love the optimism there. But it does kind of scare me. Also, does it affect the seafood at all? Like, should I not be eating seafood if there's this weird bacteria that's hitting the oceans?
I would imagine, well, maybe sushi, but anything that's cooked, I believe the bacteria would be gone.
Okay.
Also, cold water is better for lobster. That's why the best of lobsters are in Maine.
Yep.
So,
job, Jackson. 2 months, that's no small feat. I am almost at my year, and I tell you, feels great. Keep on doing it. Proud of you, buddy. You know, the guy sitting across from you there, he's done a great job. Good role model to look at when it comes to that. So congrats to both of you. Well worth it. You'll start feeling different. Just takes time.
Yeah, it was a great lead by you this morning, Jackson. Jackson not drinking for the last 2 months. And Curtis actually sent a study that they just found that alcohol usage by U.S. adults hits the lowest ever right now. So this week, after Las Vegas reporting tourism is sinking down 11.3% year after year in June, and they think that it's a decrease in people wanting to drink that's affecting going to Vegas.
Right. I think it's also a big thing. Also, Canadians are like not coming to the United States because of the tariffs and stuff.
Right.
So that could impact Vegas tourism as well. But no, I think the it's interesting. Not it hasn't really hit Southie. Most of the guys I'm around are big drinkers, and God bless them. But it's interesting to note.
I just think that there was a period of time, especially when I was in high school and college, where drinking was like the coolest thing you could ever do. And everybody, you almost felt pressured to do it. But now, I have friends that it just doesn't make them feel good. They don't feel good drinking. They have tons of anxiety after drinking. So they just have stopped doing it. And it's that is so normal to not want to do something. It's not, drinking isn't cool. It's just something people do.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'll do it for Hill Notes today.
All right, that'll do it for Hill Notes. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
And before we take a break, I want to get to some of these calls because those were kind of negative Hill Notes.
Yeah,
but
let's
positive. These people seem nice. So let's hear from Derek from Pepperell. Derek, good morning.
Morning, Courtney. Morning, Curtis.
Hi, Derek.
Guys, you guys are doing an awesome job. Oh, my God. Courtney, you're natural. Absolute natural.
Thank you.
You're doing great. I called in Saturday to Ken and Curtis, and that was just one day I heard you. So, no, great job. Be good to have the whole gang together. There's nothing like having you guys all together, but you guys both collaborate very nicely, and you're doing a fantastic job. Curtis, you must be proud of Jackson. I know I've talked to you at some of the meets about sobriety and my kids and everything, and I kudos to him, and it's tough. It's a struggle, you know, for a lot of people. I know my family members have had some struggles, but thank you for being such a representation of it and always willing to talk about it. I'm always amazed. You're never looking to get away from me when I talk to you about it. So thank you, and good luck, Jackson, and good job, guys.
Thanks,
you know how much I love the show.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank
good
you,
guy,
Derek. It's very, very nice. Here's Billy in Southie. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, my fellow Southie residents. How are you?
Hey,
we're
Billy.
Good. How are you?
I just wanted to say, I was listening to you guys all week. This show hasn't skipped a beat. I felt compelled to call in today. You guys are doing a phenomenal job. Keep doing what you're doing and screw everyone else.
Thank you, Billy.
All right. Sal slice on me.
Yeah, no, that's the Southie brother sisterhood right there, you know?
Well, I was talking to someone recently about it. Like, I'm after this year, I will have lived in Southie longer than I've ever lived anywhere in my life.
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm not a Southie guy. I wasn't born and bred. I was born in a Silver Spoon home, but I moved in 2009.
Wow.
Yeah.
What year, like how many years do you need to live in Southie though for you not to be considered like a yuppie?
Oh, I don't think I'll ever be considered. But I love the OG Southie people are awesome.
Yeah.
Like they, and I will never say I am them.
Right.
Like James's best friend's mom and her dad both grew up in Southie, and they literally know everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be that way. And it's great. I'm like second generation into that. I can sort of like tag along, but I'll never be Southie.
But James will.
James is, yeah.
Yes, I mean. Yeah. Here's Bones from Marlboro. Good morning, Bones.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say you did a great job this week. And Coco, your talent and personality are surpassed only by your beauty.
Oh, that's very, very nice, Bones. Thank you.
Santo, write that down.
Yeah, no, that's so nice. I mean, these are all of our friends that we had paid to call in
Lance.
And say nice things. But here's Dave in the car.
I am not a paid caller. And Courtney, Chris, Jackson, you guys have all done phenomenal jobs all week. Courtney, I'm glad you talk about Taylor Swift. I'm not a Swiftie fan, but my daughter is, and she appreciates it. You keep doing what you do, and the haters will always be haters.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, I think it brings people together, whether it's a pop star or somebody else who is, you know, taking interest in sports. I think that it can bring families together. I know we've heard from people at different road shows who have said, you know, I had not, my daughter had no interest in ever listening to your guys' show, always wanted me to change the station when I was driving to school. Now, whenever she hears TS being brought up, you know, she'll let me keep it on, so. Here's Boston Bar Guy in All Mass. Right. Here's Boston Bar Guy. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to call in and tell you guys. You guys did a great job, Courtney and Curtis. I really enjoyed that interview with Devin McCourty. So great job by you, Courtney, getting him to do the interview for nothing, which is even better. But I just wanted to say you guys are doing a great job. It's tough. You guys, you're missing Greg. You're missing Shine. You're missing Wiggy. I mean,
right. A lot of weight to replace.
It's tough. It's tough, but you guys have done a great job filling in, and I can't wait till all 5 of you or 4 of you or whatever back together on Monday because I love listening to you guys. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. One of the best accents of all time.
Yeah, and it is true. It's interesting because, like, even when one of us is out, whether it's, you know, whomever, it's a good, we can have great shows and it's fun, but there's just something like when everybody's here and we're not on a remote and everybody's in the same place at the same time, it's just the show flows in a way that is
special sauce.
It is.
We'll take one more before taking a break. Here's Ryan from Rhode Island. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keeping the ball rolling on the positivity. I just wanted to give kudos to Curtis and Jackson on your sobriety. 4 years sober myself, and awesome. I just wanted to share one thing, somebody shared with me that, you know, your affliction is like a walk in the woods. So for as long as you've been, you know, on your journey, it takes about as long to come out. So 4 years was about as long as I was, and I feel really good after the 4 years. So keep it up, guys. Good job.
Congratulations, Ryan. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break before saying goodbye.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll be right back. It's about time for us to say bye. We'll have Jones and Keefe coming up next, then the afternoon show after that. The Pats in Minnesota for another joint practice with the Vikings. That'll kick off at 1 p.m., their last joint practice before the preseason game on Saturday. No game for the Red Sox tonight. They've got the Marlins in town tomorrow. Hopefully, we see a better Red Sox team for this little homestand.
Sweep. I'm calling it right now.
Calling a sweep.
Let's take that. The Marlins are going down, and you're going to be near Marlins on the ocean
yes,
in Nantucket.
I certainly will. Will I put my toes in the water because of this flesh-eating bacteria that's stressing
right.
me out? I think I will. I think I will take a dunk here or there. I like a morning dunk.
So we had this conversation. I got a lot of blowback for saying that I like going to a pool with a view of the ocean as opposed to sitting and being on the ocean, being in the sand all day.
You and Santo are simpatico.
It's like I love a good dunk. In Hawaii, the Pacific Ocean's like extra salty, so it's a little more buoyant,
mm-hmm.
lovely.
Yeah.
Too much salt, though. Bad for the cholesterol, heart, blood pressure. But I love going in the ocean. It feels revitalizing and all that, but I don't enjoy the rest of it. You just have to carry all your crap.
Mm.
Pool, it's all right there. Bum. Right. You don't have to worry about sand in your phone, sand in your sandwich.
Yeah, no, I just think that there's nothing better than your ass and toes in the sand.
That's right. Well,
yeah.
I wrote a song about that.
Tomorrow, we are going to have Andrew Razor Raycroft on with us, so we'll be talking about all things Bruins with him. I don't really know if there's much to talk about there, but Razor's always great to talk about all things sports, non-sports. He's down for anything, so I'm excited to get him. I don't think we've had Razor on all summer, at least.
I don't know. He wasn't even like on over Christmas. I don't know the last time Razor was in on the morning show.
Yeah, I think that he was over Christmas. I think Wiggy and I did a show with him at Gillette over Christmas.
Speaking of the morning show, coming back in September, did you watch that on Apple TV?
I didn't watch the last season. I felt like it kind of fell off.
Wasn't as good, but first season was great.
First season was one of the best TV shows of all time.
Yeah, I loved that. What a perfect job by the casting and everything. That was awesome. But I don't know if it'll be as good, but you said Landman. I'm going to watch that this weekend.
Okay, you're going to love that. It's very, very, very good.
And, I don't know. What's the book on the tap this weekend on Nantucket?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'll read some. Well, actually, I'm reading Mean Moms right now. Same author that Emma Rosenbaum, who wrote that Bad Summer People that I just finished, that they're turning into a show. So if you're looking for something good, that is a good one. I believe Sarah Love Hewitt? Is that her name?
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Love Hewitt. I believe she's going to be the lead on that Bad Summer People whenever that gets into production. But I just finished that book and now I'm reading, Mean Moms, same author.
I got a book yesterday. There's a Burlington bookstore that is all discount books. It's all used books. And Jessica's got a teacher discount and we brought James up there yesterday to get him a bunch of books at half price, whatever. I got a book on the 6 months of the end of World War II. It is the most fascinating. I know people talk about the Roman Empire. Harry Truman is one of the most fascinating people in American history. He was the vice president under FDR. FDR was president for almost 11 years because of World War II going on. They suspended elections, all that. He dies. Harry Truman has no idea what's going on with the Manhattan Project. Has no idea that we've been testing atomic bombs, has no idea any of this stuff. And then the president dies. He finds out all about it. And now Harry Truman is saddled with the toughest decision in the history of humanity, whether to unleash this bomb and try and speed up the end of the war in Japan or have an invasion of troops where he would be judged negatively at all the casualties because people would find out that they potentially had this weapon that they could use. And then he uses it twice. The only two times we've ever used an atomic bomb was a guy that wasn't even elected president yet, was the vice president when he assumed the role. Crazy. Just absolute madness.
Not really my book type, but it sounds like it would be up your alley, Greg's alley, a lot of alleys out there.
I just think about people in that role. Think of that weight of that responsibility. You're sitting there. It is on you to decide the fate of 200,000 people you've never met in Hiroshima.
It's also, it's not hilarious, but it's insane to think of the difference of people back then in having all that pressure on them and the person that pressed the wrong button that sent a nuclear warning to Hawaii.
Just crazy.
One person presses the wrong button and bam, everything changes.
And how they had a Jackson working for them.
Yes.
Look at that. Tommy. Love it. I don't know. I just find that to think of the weight of the world, the weight of humanity that was on that guy.
Yeah.
And then they drop the bomb and they have no idea how it's going to go. It's never been done before in a place like that. Every bomb was different. They thought there was a potential the bomb was going to blow up when they took off from Tinian Island.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
Well, that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for those on Twitch, whether you were nice or not, and on YouTube. Twitch, we are live every day on Twitch, and we're brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, please see our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. Curtis, thank you so much. I enjoy just chatting with you all the time. So this was easy. Whether
peasy.
People liked it or not, I don't care. I liked it with you.
I had a wonderful day, and I just am really excited to see Razor tomorrow. Second day of joint practices for the Patriots and the Vikings. I hope that, I don't know, I'm just so ready for football to start.
Me too.
This Saturday is going to be 1 o'clock start, which is very rare for a preseason game to be in the afternoon. But it feels like we're approaching the actual season. Then after we get through tomorrow and Monday, Tuesday, the Jimmy Fun Radio Telethon, it's basically like football season will be here. So I can't wait.
Yes. All right. Well, Jones and Keefe coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.